Starry night, the moon is bright, we'll sing a happy song.
Wawa Spot!
Hello there, welcome to Wawa Spot Kids Podcast. This is Elisa Chen talking from Calgary, Canada. Happy New Year to everybody. To open the new year of 2022, I would like to tell a very enchanting story from Mother Goose Fairy Tale, which is Sleeping Beauty in the Woods. As an iconic and beloved fairy tale, Sleeping Beauty has so ingrained in our culture that it represents an enchanting tale coming from a remote country full of imaginations, magics, wonders, and charm. In the new year, what story will be more exciting for Wawa Spot Kids to tell than Sleeping Beauty? Let me share with you this fascinating tale about a young princess who had been cursed before falling down in a swoon and sleeping for 100 years after accidentally touching a spindle. Once upon a time, there was a king and a queen who were very sorry that they had no children. So sorry that it cannot be told. At last, however, the queen had a daughter. There was a very fine christening, and the princess had for her godmothers all the fairies they could find in the world of the kingdom. There were 7 of them, so that every one of them might give a gift to her, as was the custom of fairies in those days. After the christening was over, the company returned to the king's palace, where was prepared a great feast for the fairies. There were placed before every one of them a magnificent cover with a case of massive gold, wherein were a spoon, a knife, and fork, all of pure gold set with diamonds and rubies. But as they were all sitting down at table, they saw a very old fairy come into the hall. She had not been invited, because for more than 50 years she had not been out of a certain tower, and she was believed to be either dead or enchanted. The king ordered her a cover, but he could not give her a case of gold as the others had, because 7 only had been made for the 7 fairies. The old fairy fancied she was slighted and muttered threats between her teeth. One of the young fairies who sat near heard her, and judging that she might give the little princess some unlucky gift, hid herself behind the curtains. She hoped that she might speak last and undo as much as she could the evil which the old fairy might do. In the meanwhile, all the fairies began to give their gifts to the princess. The youngest gave her for her gift that she should be the most beautiful person in the world. The next, that she should have the wit of an angel. The third, that she should be able to do everything she did gracefully. The fourth, that she should dance perfectly. The fifth, that she should sing like a nightingale. And the sixth, that she should play all kinds of musical instruments to the fullest perfection. The old fairy's turn was coming next.
Thank you.
said that the princess should pierce her hand with a spindle and die of the wound. This terrible gift made the whole company tremble, and everybody felt like crying. At this very instant, the young fairy came from behind the curtains and said these words in a loud voice. Assure yourselves, king and queen, that your daughter shall not die of this disaster. It is true, I have no power to undo entirely what my elder has done. The princess shall indeed pierce her hand with a spindle, but instead of dying, she shall only fall into a deep sleep, which shall last 100 years, at the end of which a king's son shall come and awake her. The king, to avoid the misfortune foretold by the old fairy, issued orders forbidding anyone, on pain of death, to have a spindle in his house. About 15 or 16 years after, the king and queen being absent at one of their country villas, the young princess was one day running up and down the palace. She went from room to room, and at last she came into a little garret on the top of the tower, where a good old woman along was spinning with her spindle. This good woman had never heard of the king's orders against spindles. What are you doing there, my good woman? Said the princess.
I am spinning, my pretty child, said the old woman, who did not know who the princess was.
Ha! Said the princess. This is very pretty. How do you do it? Give it to me. Let me see if I can do this.
She had no sooner taken it into her hand than, either because she was too quick and heedless, or because the decree of the fairy had so ordained, it ran into her hand and she fell down in a swoon. The old woman, not knowing what to do, cried out for help. People came in from every quarter. They threw water upon the face of the princess, unlaced her, struck her on the palms of her hands, and rubbed her temples with cologne water, but nothing would bring her to herself. Then the king, who came up at hearing the noise, remembered what the fairies had foretold. He knew very well that this must come to pass, since the fairies had foretold it. And he caused the princess to be carried into the finest room in his palace, and to be laid upon a bed, all embroidered with gold and silver. One would have taken her for a little angel. Her cheeks were carnation, and her lips coral. It is true, her eyes were shut, but she was heard to breathe softly, which satisfied those about her that she was not dead. The king gave orders that they should let her sleep quietly till the time came for her to awake. The good fairy, who had saved her life by condemning her to sleep 100 years, was in the kingdom of Matkin. But she was instantly informed of it by a little dwarf, who had 7-leagued boots, that is, boots with which he could stride over 7 leagues of ground at once. The fairy started off at once and arrived, about an hour later, in a fairy chariot drawn by dragons. The king handed her out of the chariot, and she approved everything he had done. But, as she had very great foresight, she thought that, when the princess would awake, she might not know what to do with herself. If she was all alone in this old palace, this was what she did. She touched with her wand everything in the palace, except the king and queen. Governesses, maids of honor, ladies of the bedchamber, gentlemen, officers, stewards, cooks, undercooks, kitchen maids, guards with their porters, pages, and footmen. She likewise touched all the horses which were in the stables. the cart horses, the hunters, and the saddle horses, the grooms, the great bells in our court. A little Mopsy too, the princess's spaniel dog, which was lying on the bed. As soon as she touched them, they all fell asleep, not to awake again until their mistress did, that they might be ready to wait upon her when she wanted them. All this was done in a moment. Fairies are not long in doing their work. And now, the king and queen, having kissed their dear child without waking her, went out of the palace and sent forth orders that nobody should come near it. The orders were not necessary, for in a quarter of an hour's time, there grew up all round about the park such a vast number of trees, great and small, bushes and brambles, twining one with another, that neither man or beast could pass through, so that nothing could be seen but the very top of the towers of the palace, and that too, only from afar off. Everyone knew that this also was the work of the fairy, in order that while the princess slept, she should have nothing to fear from curious people. After 100 years, the son of the king then ruling, who was of another family from that of the sleeping princess, was hunting on that side of the country. And he asked what those towers were, which he saw in the middle of a great thick wood. Some said that it was an old haunted castle. Others that the witches of the country held their midnight revels there. But the common opinion was that it was an ogre's dwelling, and that he carried to it all the little children he could catch so as to eat them up at his leisure, without anyone being able to follow him, for he alone had the power to make his way through the wood. The prince did not know what to believe, and presently a very aged countryman spoke to him.
"May it please your royal highness, more than 50 years since I heard from my father that there was then in this castle the most beautiful princess that was ever seen, that she must sleep there 100 years, and that she should be waked by a king's son, for whom she was reserved."
The young prince, on hearing this, was all on fire. He thought, without weighing the matter, that he could put an end to this rare adventure, and pushed on by love and the desire of glory, resolved at once to look into it. The prince do to approach the castle? We will continue to tell you this story in our next episode. Do you like the music you heard so far? The very first music you listened to was Sleeping Beauty, written by myself. The music is to describe the peaceful and sweet feelings when everybody was receiving and admiring this young princess who was finally born to the kingdom. The second piece of music is called Dark Fairy the Curse, also written by myself, to describe the very bad fairy who was giving a death sentence to the newly born princess. I hope you like the music that I wrote for you. And don't forget to follow me to listen to the next episode. We're going to finish up Sleeping Beauty in the Woods. Finally, as a reminder, I encourage you to find WoWoSpot Kids in Instagram and to follow us. In there, you will find all the news and update about what's happening on WoWoSpot Kids. I will meet you again soon next week. Bye!
Starry night, the moon is bright, we'll sing a happy song.
Wow, a spot!